You know, there is something everlastingly fascinating about the stories that Jesus told. They are so short and simple, and yet they convey truths about life that are absolutely profound. Take, for example, our gospel reading for today. In just a few sentences, Jesus makes an accurate analysis of the moral dilemma of the human race. The story is a very simple one. A farmer went into his field and planted a crop of wheat. Later, under the cover of darkness, an enemy went into that same field and sowed weeds among the wheat. That fall, when the crop started to mature, there were weeds flourishing right along with the wheat. And the servants were puzzled by this strange mixture and asked the farmer if they should try to pull up the wheat. And the farmer told them to wait until the harvest. Then they could bundle up the weeds and burn them and gather the wheat into the barns. Now, I am aware that Jesus interprets this parable primarily in terms of a view of the world. He is telling us that we live in a world of good and evil, and that it's going to be that way until the end of time. But I also know that when I read this story, I have the distinct feeling that I am reading about you and me. It's not only a window to look out into our world, it's also a mirror by which we can look back at ourselves. Because who makes up the world as we know it? We do. It would be difficult to find a more accurate reading of human nature than the story of the wheat and the weeds, all growing side by side in the same field. And to confirm this, all we need to do is take an honest look at life as we already know. Close the books. Forget about religion for a little while, and then just take a look at ourselves. What do we find there? Well, all kinds of things. Some good, some bad. Some right, some wrong. Some strong, some weak. We don't have to go outside the field of our own hearts to find wheat and weeds growing side by side. Now, most of us like to think of ourselves as essentially good people. And there's certainly an element of truth to this image that we have of ourselves. But we all know that that is not the complete picture. There is another side to the story. There is another side to every one of us. We cannot explain it, we're not proud of it, but we all know that it's there. At times, for seemingly no reason, we can become angry and selfish, and maybe even downright mean. Later on, we'll say, you know, I just wasn't myself. I don't know what got into me, or I don't know why I did that. And when that happens, we are recognizing the duplicity of human nature. Within the human heart, there is a capacity for both good and evil. One of our philosophers said it like this: really, I'm a decent, kindly, lovable man, but there's another fellow with repulsive ways who sometimes gets into my clothing and uses my name and gets mistaken for me. Well, we've all met that same person running around in our clothing and getting mistaken for us. In every one of us, there is this strange mixture of wheat and weeds. If you read the Bible with this thought in mind, you will discover that same mixture in the lives of the people who wrote and played major roles in that sacred book. Some of the conflicts and contrasts are almost unbelievable. On one page, here is Simon Peter saying to Jesus, "Lord, I will follow you to prison. I will die for you. I will never betray you." And then you turn the page and find that same Simon Peter warming himself at the devil's campfire. And you hear him as he says, "Jesus, I don't know Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about." And then with an emphatic and cowardly oath he swears, I tell you, I never knew the man. You see, weeds and wheat growing side by side in the same field. Human nature can be wonderful. Human nature can be terrible. It can fly higher than an eagle. It can crawl lower than a snake. But the potential for good and the potential for evil seems almost unlimited. You see human nature expressed in some ways that makes you proud to be part of the human race. And then you see it expressed in other ways, and then you can agree with that guy who says, the more I know about people, the more I like my dog. I once read about a zoo that had a small cage that was enclosed on three sides. And the sign above this cage said, the most dangerous animal in the world. And you would go and you would look in and there'd be a mirror there. And you'd see a reflection back at yourself. These are the facts about human nature. They're recorded in history. They are revealed in the Bible. And they are confirmed by the personal experience of every person here. We look at our world and we see a field where there are competing forces of good and evil. But not everyone in that field is of the same moral mixture. Some are children of the kingdom. Some are followers of the evil one. And most of us are right about in the middle. Now, we can recognize that truth about our world, but then we take a closer look and we see that no one is all good. And no one is all bad. Everyone in the world is a strange mixture of both. Each human heart is a little field of its own in which wheat and weeds are growing side by side. The question then becomes, what can we do with this truth once we have seen it? Well, at least this much. Jesus is telling us that we should be realistic about and patient with human nature. There is no way for us to organize some kind of a crusade and go out and get rid of all the bad people. That's what the servants in the story wanted to do, to pull up the weeds. But the farmer told them to forget about that program because there was a danger of pulling up the wheat along with the weeds. The two grow so closely together and look so much alike, it's almost impossible to tell one from the other. If we decide to get rid of the bad people, where do we start? Where do we stop? No one on earth is qualified to answer that question. So what we must do is just face the truth about ourselves in particular and people in general. There is no reason for a shallow optimism, but there's also no reason for a deep pessimism about human nature. Every person is a sinner, that we cannot deny, but every person is also a potential saint, and that we need to believe. Jesus understood the dark side of human nature better than anyone else. He knew what it could do. It nailed him to a cross. But he kept on believing that people are redeemable. And he believed it so deeply that he bet his life upon it. So when I'm tempted to lose faith in people, all I need to do is look at Christ. He keeps me believing in the human race. But most of all, he keeps me believing in me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.